Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This week, I want to dedicate to stress and how you actually prevent stress from coming into your life. One thing I know, and that is most of the stress, or almost all of the stress that we experience, is self-induced. But we create it. We create it through our own action. We create it through our own inaction. But there are some things that you can do to significantly reduce not only the frequency at which you experience stress, but also the intensity at which you experience it. And so we're going to talk about some different ideas this week, but I want to start with one that I think is very obvious, and that is procrastination. We all know that procrastination, if you wait till the last second to do something, it automatically becomes a stressful event. It doesn't have to be a stressful event, but it just becomes that way. And it could be, you know, going to the airport to get on a plane, you wait till the last minute, and all of a sudden you're panicked because you may not make it. The security line's longer than you thought. Well, if you had just not procrastinated, if you had gotten there earlier, well, then the outcome would have been much different. You wouldn't be stressed. You would avoid it because you would leave yourself the time to get through. I broke my procrastination habit when I was in college. I had an economics final exam. For whatever reason, I decided I wasn't going to study for this thing until the last night. Literally the night before the exam, I start studying about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. By about 10:30 or 11 o'clock, I started to get tired. So I took no-dos, and I took a bunch of no-dos. And that's a caffeine pill. So I did that. And then about 5 a.m., I was still studying somehow, and I started shaking and sweating, and I thought I was having a heart attack. I really did. And what it was the stress, and it was a panic attack. That's ultimately what I found out afterwards. But it was a combination of the stress and the caffeine. And so that was one of those things that I never want to go through in my life again. That experience taught me a lesson. And that lesson is that if you wait till the last minute and you procrastinate, you're going to increase the stress that you experience. It just is. So if we know a way around it, and it's fairly easy not to procrastinate, with a little bit of discipline, you can get there. So here's the thought. Chunk away at your tasks so that they don't turn into a last-minute fire drill. It's that simple. Put them on your to-do list each day, chunk away at them, and just move through them one by one. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe, and you can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires in life, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is a commitment. Just get here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing the idea of focusing on what you can and cannot control as a way to deal with stress. But for today, what I want you to focus on is how you can end procrastination in your life.